পাহিলে দেখুন তোমার সন্ন্যাসী স্বরূপ, এবে তোমা দেখি মুনি শ্যাম গোপ রূপ, পাহিলে দেখে উন তোমার সন্ন্যাসী স্বরূপ, এব তোমা দেখি মুনি শ্যাম গোপ রূপ, পাহিলে দেখিলুন তোমার সন্ন্যাসী স্বরূপ, এবে তোমা দেখি মুনি শ্যাম গোপ রূপ, পাহিলে দেখিলুন তোমার সন্ন্যাসী স্বরূপ, এবে তোমা দেখি মুনি শ্যাম গোপ রূপ, পাহিলে দেখিলুন তোমার সন্ন্যাসী স্বরূপ, এবে তোমা দেখি মুনি শ্যাম গোপ রূপ, পাহিলে দেখিলুন তোমার সন্ন্যাসী স্বরূপ, এবে তোমা দেখি মুনি শ্যাম গোপ রূপ। মাতাজি পাহিলে দেখিলুন তোমার সন্ন্যাসী স্বরূপ, এবে তোমা দেখি মুনি শ্যাম গোপ রূপ, পাহিলে দেখিলুন তোমার সন্ন্যাসী স্বরূপ, এবে তোমা দেখি মুনি শ্যাম গোপ রূপ। ট্রান্সলেশন বাই হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস এসি ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। পাহিলে ইন দ্য বিগিনিং, দেখিলুন আই স তোমার ইয়র সন্ন্যাসী স্বরূপ, ফর্ম এজ এ পার্সন ইন দ্য রিনাউন্সড অর্ডার, এবে নাও তোমা ইউ দেখি সি মুনি আই শ্যাম গোপ রূপ, ফর্ম এজ শ্যাম সুন্দর দ্য কাউহার্ড বয়। ট্রান্সলেশন রামানন্দ রায় ধ্যান টোল্ড লর্ড শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, এট ফার্স্ট আই স ইউ অ্যাপিয়ার লাইক এ সন্ন্যাসী, বট নাও আই এম সিইং ইউ এজ শ্যাম সুন্দর দ্য কাউহার্ড বয়। ওম অজ্ঞান্তিমিরন্দস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জন শলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম ইয়েন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরুবে নমঃ। শ্রী চৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম ইয়েত ভূতলে স্বরম রূপ কদাময়ম দদাতি স্বকদাম্বিতম। বন্দেহম শ্রী গুরু শ্রীযুতাঃ পদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগরজাতাম সহগণা রঘুনাথান্বিতাম তাম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজনসহিতম কৃষ্ণচৈতন্যদেবম শ্রীরাধাকৃষ্ণপদাম সহগণনা ললিতা শ্রীবিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि की वांछा कल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो एक्चुअली आई बिलोंग टू अ ड्राई लैंड voluntarily by my choice, but the residents of this place, which is not different than Vrindavan, it's a land which is indescribable. They kindly thought that I should have a small glimpse of what is this indescribable land and the combined form of Srimati Radharani and Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji, Gopalji, coming as Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu along with his associates. And to speak about them so that I get a small, very small glimpse is what this land belongs to, what it means to be. So this pastime in this shloka, Ramanand Rai tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals to him the Gauranga form first, and then later on he reveals to him the Shyam Sundar form. And Ramanand Rai is bewildered. He asks him, just now you are a Gauranga form and now you are in a Shyam Sundar form. It is stated as Shyam Gop Rupa. Please reveal to me this mystery. So in Chaitanya Mangal, the beginning of Chaitanya Mangal, discussion between Damodar Pandit and Murari Gupta. Damodar Pandit asks Murari Gupta that why Sri Krishna left his Shyam Varna to assume a golden Varna? Why did he remove his dress as a gallant lover to adopt a dress of sannyasi? Second question. Third, why did he travel so widely to preach? Fourth, why did he cry when he was chanting the name of Radha Govind? And fifth question was, why did he distribute prema bhakti in each and every home? Lochandas Thakur, this pastime is very nicely described by His Holiness Jaipataka Swami Maharaj in his book Gauranga. That story begins as a Narad Muni was traveling throughout this universe, chanting the holy name of the Lord, tasting the name of the Lord, the sweetness of the name. But his heart was very much pained to see, he was very much disturbed to see the people of this material world who were so much attached to material existence. And people of this Kali refused to accept this greatest treasure of the holy name. Although Narad Muni was experiencing the most ecstatic, loving symptoms out of this holy name. But people of this world couldn't appreciate the holy name. He was amazed and felt sorry that the fallen condition of this material people, they were bitten by a venomous snake of a Kali. And if you know, when somebody is bitten by a snake, then the sensorium, the sense of reasoning, gets completely bewildered and deteriorated. And that is why, being bitten by Kali, they were forgetting Krishna and they were mad in pursuing the sense gratification. The endless running after of six anarthas, and they were living in a philosophy of I and mine. This is a nutshell of everyone who is living in this material world. Philosophy of I and mine, six anarthas, bewildered state, and not ready to accept the holy name of the Lord. So Narad Muni thinks, contemplates very, very deeply, and he decides to go to the holiest holy land of Dwarka, where Lord Krishna was performing pastime with his queens. Let us shift our attention to seeing what was happening in Dwarka. Today, Srimati Rukmini Devi Maharani, she was very, very happy. For she came to know that the Lord is coming to her house. And in her great anticipation, although her palace was spotlessly clean, she cleaned with her own hands, kept a beautiful water pots near the door, asked musicians to play music, dressed her children very nicely to receive their father, and with incense and lamps, she was ready to receive Lord. When Lord entered her chambers, very gracefully, very lovingly, very devotionally, she held her hand and made him sit on a most beautiful asana. And then she held her lotus feet, kept that lotus feet on her heart, and extremely unusually, today, instead of smilingly talking to him, she started crying very, very piteously. Lord was perplexed with this behavior. And he said, "Oh Rukmini Devi, what has happened? Did I disobey you? Or have I done anything wrong? I remember in the past, I hurt you jokingly, very badly. But I ask for forgiveness. I am really confused. What has happened?" And Rukmini Devi, sitting at her his lotus feet, with tears in her eyes, she looks at the Lord and she says, "My dear Lord, your lotus feet are more dear to me than your very self to me. But you know that how much love, how much taste we get from your lotus feet. You don't know this love which devotees experiencing, holding there within their heart your lotus feet. And if you want to understand our love, what we experience through your lotus feet, you will have to understand what is the love of Srimati Radharani. What hankering she has by holding, the joy she has by holding your lotus feet. If you cultivate the mood of Radharani and her selfless love, then you will be able to understand what I am saying. Krishna had never heard these things any time in the past. He said, Rukmini Devi, I just didn't understand what you said. What you said is completely unknown to me. Simultaneously, your sentences have captivated my heart. I am a Supreme Lord. I understand everything. But what is in this three world? What is this substance which is most valuable, which I don't understand? Although I am not able to perceive the meaning of your words, I am feeling so blissful. Please, please explain me what you want to say. When this talk is going on between Rukmini Devi and Krishna about personally experiencing the taste of a love of his pure devotees, Narad Muni enters. What is the mood of Narad Muni? Just recently he has experienced tremendous pain and agony, seeing the pitiful nature of this Kali Vasis, people of this Kali Yuga. And then, right in front of him, is the most joyful darshan of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So Narad Muni was experiencing the mixed emotion. Sometime we living entities go through these emotions. We have extreme pain, and we find out that a person who is going to, who is standing, we meet that person who is going to relieve you of that particular pain. So that joy and the pain combination, that is what Narad Muni was experiencing. And Narad Muni started crying uncontrollably. Tears were flowing through his eyes. And he was crying so much that he couldn't speak anything. Krishna asked him, Narad Muni, what is the situation? Narad Muni explains him everything in its detail. The agony of his heart, the concern, the compassion of the representative of Supreme Lord. And that very moment, Krishna explains to Narad Muni that what Srimati Rukmini Devi had told him. And he said, Narad Muni, in the age of Kali, I will come with all humility. I will come as a devotee myself, and I will relish the happiness of my pure devotees. Not only I will experience the happiness of my pure devotees, but I will give it out to everybody and everyone. Although Krishna says, I am a Supreme Lord, I will initiate this Sankirtan Yajna. And then something amazing happened. Krishna revealed his most beautiful form of Gauranga in front of Narad Muni and Rukmini Devi. Golden complexion, which was like millions of suns. Very tall, long hand, shaven head. His beauty would put shame to millions of moons and millions of cupids combined together. Seeing this dazzling form of Krishna as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Narad Muni completely fainted. He was stunned. He couldn't speak. And Krishna immediately revealed his original form as Krishna, and with loud voice he woke up Narad Muni. Narad Muni got up, but he was very, very sad because he wanted to see this form of the Lord again. And Krishna, it is written in Chaitanya Mangal by Lochandas Thakur, yet this was the first ever time Krishna revealed his form as a Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he is going to come to Narad Muni. And he told Narad Muni, please go to Shiv Loka, go to Brahma Loka, go to Uddhava and tell them that I am going to come as a Gauranga. I am going to reveal the secret of the holy name. I am going to preach the pure love of Godhead. And not only that, I will give bliss of Krishna freely to everyone. And then something very significant Krishna says, you will be loved by everyone, Narad Muni. And although over the ages, many branches of religions have appeared in this world, I will appear on this earth along with my friends and spread the pure love of God to unite everyone. This is a secret prophecy which his pure followers coming down up to the line of his divine grace, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur had predicted that a time will come that irrespective of a caste, creed and religions, race and color, different people from different country will come together in Nadia, the place, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, and they will sing Gauranga Mahaprabhu's holy name. And that was fulfilled by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This was the first stage was set of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Let us go to the next stage, step. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.32.22, there is a beautiful shloka. This pastime, this shloka unfolds because of this pastime. As we all know, middle of the night, Krishna played flute, and the gopis of Vrindavan, they were so much mesmerized by this flute, the sound of flute, that they left their children, they left their husband, they left their in-laws, and the middle of the night, in a dark forest, with the fear of animals and thorns and dacoits, without caring, they came to meet Shri Krishna. And to their utter surprise, Krishna told them that their behavior was not appropriate as per the norms of Shastra. He said, coming and leaving family members, coming in the night is not good for you. It's not good for your name. Please go back. And my worship through my deities, hearing about me, chanting my name, is the real worship. Please go back. And gopis' hearts were broken. Krishna could not see the broken-hearted gopis. He sat amongst themselves and with a folded hand, this shloka Krishna reveals his heart. Na paraye ham nirvadaya samyujam swasadhu krutyamam vibhudhaya usapivasa ya ma bhajana durjara geha shankha laha samvrashya tadvah pratiyatu sudha sadhuna. I am not able to repay my debt to your spotless service. Even within this lifetime of Brahma, your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. In essence, here Krishna says, I am unable to repay your debt. This is the second reason. Debt. Krishna feels so much indebted. The all-powerful Supreme Lord, who is unlimited and who is filled with inconceivable potencies, he speaks here that I cannot repay your debt. Whose debt? Gopis. The simple Brajvasi gopis, for their menial services, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, cannot repay. Vaishnavacharya say, why? First reason. Gopis had a simple, single, exclusivity, one-pointed attention for Krishna. They renounced everything for Krishna. Still, Krishna abandoned them. In spite of that, gopis' dealings were always polite and honest. And last, why Krishna is indebted? The joy they extracted, the highest ecstasy they extracted from Krishna's heart and profound happiness, it would not have been possible without the presence of gopis. Just like a music instrument needs a musician, a cow needs a milkman. Similarly, without gopis, without devotees, Krishna was helpless. So we know the debt is always burdensome. Anybody who has a debt, they know it's a burden. And it's very difficult under all circumstances to live with this debt. And to come out of this inconvenience of debt of gopis, Krishna resorts to the final solution. He says, gopis, I am unable to pay. Please let go of my debt. A munificence of a money lender. If somebody has lent you money and you are not able to pay, you just beg to that money lender, chhod do, jane do. This is the last resort Krishna pays. But then, he is the Supreme Lord. Is this the deficiency of his character? No. This is not the deficiency of character of Krishna. Rather, it's a transcendental. This inadequacy is not an inadequacy, but it's a transcendental ornament of his character, where he accepts the subservient position of Vaishnavas. So there is a very beautiful explanation, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, we have heard so many times, as a Vishaya and Ashraya. Krishna is a Vishaya. He is a supreme enjoyer. His inherent ability is to love. However, there are unlimited living entities. And all the devotees, his pure devotees, have single-pointed exclusivity to love Krishna. However, Krishna, by his own nature, he has to love every living entity. So he can't keep that exclusivity what devotees have for Krishna. By nature, Krishna cannot have that exclusivity. And that is why Krishna is a Vishaya. He is a supreme enjoyer and his devotees are the supreme in the service. However, Krishna as a Vishaya, no matter how much he tries, he is helpless. There is a small beautiful story explained on this topic by His Holiness Shivaram Goswami Maharaj. In Vrindavan, in one of the kunjas, there is a beautiful game of dice being set. One side is Krishna and all his gopas. One side is Radharani and all her friends. Madhu Mangal has been an advisor of Krishna. Lalita Devi was Radharani's advisor. Nandi Mukhi and Vrinda Devi were official referees. We need referees, na? When both the teams are strong, we need a referee. And Shyam, Krishna's dice was a golden color, that of Radharani. And Radharani's dice was of a dark color, that of Krishna. The first bet was Krishna's pet deer, Suranga. Radharani's pet was a doe, Rangini. Krishna puts the dice, and lo and behold, Krishna won. Gopas are happy. And they very happily took away Radharani's doe, Rangini. Second dice game, they put both of their necklaces as a wager. But the gopis had already fed Madhu Mangal so much that he was intoxicated. They had already played in a way that advisor himself becomes intoxicated. So he cannot give proper advice. And suddenly Madhu Mangal shouts, Krishna, put an end to this sari. Sari is a game. But then there was another sarika, who was a bird. She flew away. She thought that Madhu Mangal is telling Krishna to end me. Everybody started laughing. And the second game, because of this reason, was nullified. It was considered as a null. Third wager, now the wages have increased. As you know, in gambling, as you increase the game progresses, the wages become bigger and bigger. And now Krishna's flute on one side and Radharani's veena, pavika on the other side. Krishna's turn because he had won last time. While putting his dice, he looked at Radharani and simply the innocence of Radharani's face, he became stunned. And the dice went wrong. And lo and behold, gopis won and they screamed with the joy. What do you know? Gopals, what do you know of a dice? Dice game requires intelligence. It doesn't require strength. Just you go on herding the cows, shouting hurry hurry and keep the cows in the line. Dice game is not meant for you. Flute, Radharani asked for the flute. She got hold of the flute. Krishna was not ready to give the flute. There was a to and fro. We call it in our material tug of war. But here it was a tug of love. But tug of love with whom? The tug. The tug of the love was holding the flute. And there was a pulling and pushing. And ultimately Krishna pulled the flute and kept on his head so that nobody can take it. Radharani went forward and Krishna went behind. He lost his balance and he tried to balance himself with his one hand. And that moment, Radharani took the flute and gave it immediately to Lalita. And Krishna was running here and there between gopis that they were throwing their bansuri to each and every one. And Krishna was asking Radharani, give my flute. Radharani said, your flute? What is there any lack of wood in a Vrindavan? Huh? Why will you take your flute? Aapki flute se to ek sada lota doodh bhi garam nahi hoga. Why we need your flute? And then Krishna plays the tricks. The tricksters of all, amongst all. He looked at somebody and people thought that he is going to dare to go take his flute and immediately took the flute from the gopi. So here, the explanation is there. Krishna could have given his flute very easily. He himself immediately said, recently said, he is indebted. Abhi indebted vyakti will not hold on to something. He will try to repay his debt. He could have given his debt flute. But when this pastime was going on as a Vishaya, during this pastime, the gopas and gopis all were enjoying this pastime. And with the corner of his eyes, he saw their joy, their sweetness. Their eyes were completely filled with the love for Krishna. And if he would have taken this flute, that joy would have interrupted. And because the joy of his devotees would have been interrupted, his joy, seeing his devotees enjoying, would have interrupted. That would have affected his position as a Vishaya. So this is the reason how Krishna as a Vishaya cannot repay his debt. However, Krishna thought that he, if becomes an Ashraya, that is, he adopts the mood of the Ashraya, that is, the natural inclination, if he becomes his own devotee, then there will be natural tendency to serve and give. And one very, very important thing Krishna felt, that this new identity would equip him with one-pointed devotion, which he cannot do as a Vishaya. As a devotee, he can give one-pointed attention to Krishna himself, and that is what he admired in his devotees most. So Krishna decided to come as his own devotee in the form of an Ashraya with a completely incorporated, that characteristics of Ashraya were completely incorporated within the mood of the Vishaya. And that is the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where the blackish complexion is completely overcome by a golden form. And now Krishna was ready to repay his debt. Why Krishna chose Radharani's form? Why he chose Radharani's color? Acharyas explain that from amongst his devotees, Krishna chose Srimati Radharani's mood of loving devotion, as she is the pinnacle of loving devotion and she is the personification of highest love in service. It is said that within the love of Radharani, all the five rasas, you know the five rasas of devotion, they are included in the entire spiritual and material existence. Wherever these five rasas of devotions are found, devotional service, they are included into Radharani's mood and bhav. And that is why Krishna decided to take this form of Radharani's mood. So now we go to the third pastime. That is the pastime of an Imli Tala. Why Krishna took this form, we get a better understanding. One night, in the middle of the night, Krishna left home, going through the forest amongst the shadows. Full moonlight was there. And while he was walking through the shadows, he was looking like a prince of a shadows. A black colored Krishna was going through the black colored shadows. solacing the shadows, and he entered the place called as Yogapitha, where a beautiful kalpavruksha of Imli, under that tree Krishna sat. Radharani, Srimati Radharani had not still arrived. And Krishna started thinking about Radharani's form. He looked at the birds, he looked at the trees, branches, animals, deers, and everywhere he was seeing the form of Srimati Radharani. And in that intense remembrance, he closed his eyes and he went into a deep absorption of unlimited qualities of Radharani. He became oblivious of everything which was around. And while chanting his name, his mood, he became completely suffused with her qualities, and through his intense meditation, something very strange happened, that his black complexion respectfully got aside and Krishna acquired a beautiful golden form of Radharani. The black Varna step aside to give away to a Suvarna form. Birds, bees, animals, for them miracles in Vrindavan were not new. It was an everyday thing. But what was happening today was very, very special. All the birds, they came around. Animals, they came around. And they were simply gazing at this most beautiful golden color form of Krishna. And that is the time Radharani entered that place. And she looked that some golden color boy was sitting and in a deep thought. And she thought this must be some demigod, and she started walking. But that is the time she heard her own name vibrating. And that sound was very, very familiar. That was the sound which forever, always echoed in her heart. She identified that sound. And she said, this is Hari. This is Krishna. And she was simply amazed. Who is this? Why this Govinda is golden? Today I am seeing the golden Govinda. And she slowly, without disturbing, she came closer to have a closer look at Krishna. And her footsteps made Krishna wake up. And when Krishna got up, he was completely perplexed looking at Radharani, because he was already in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And when he saw that, Srimati Radharani just looked, kept her neck on the right side, and she smiled. And she asked Krishna, "Oh Shyam Sundar, such a beautiful form just now I saw. Please tell me, why did you assume this golden form?" And Krishna said, "Oh Radharani, I was so much absorbed in your mood that I was wandering through the beautiful forest of your highest emotions." And Radharani tells Krishna, "Nothing in this Vrindavan happens without your free will. Please explain to me a detail about this mood." And that time Krishna tells to Radharani that this form of mind is revealed secretly, concealed from the Vedas. He said, "I will appear on this earth and distribute the treasure in the form of Gauranga of your love. I will not only taste the sweetness, happiness and greatness of your love, but I will distribute it to everyone within and without Vraja." And this is how Radharani today thought, "Are, he was some time back, he was a butter thief. Then he started stealing clothes. And today she has stolen my not only heart, but my the mood, my bhav also. And by stealing Radharani's heart and mood, will that will become less? No. Radharani, the more Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was distributing love of Srimati Radharani, it was increasing more and more and more. Let us come to one more sweet pastime, where this shloka which we read, where Krishna becomes, Shamsundar becomes Gauranga. As we know, that Durvasa Muni had given blessing to Srimati Radharani that whatever she cooks, whoever eats, will taste like nectar, it will be, that person will be immune to diseases and he will be free from danger. Yashoda Mai will every day invite Radharani to cook for Krishna. Small Radharani, before going for cooking, she will take blessing. She takes blessings of Rohini Devi before she starts cooking. And today somehow, Yashoda Mai looking at Radharani was completely intoxicated. Her heart was not in her control. And after Radharani finished her cooking, she called her, made her sit on her lap, started caressing her head. And when somebody is intoxicated, we don't know what you are doing. We are not responsible because of the stage of intoxication. And today, in the kitchen, she just got that dabba of haldi, tamarind. And she went on looking at the Radharani's hand, the beautiful markings on her hands. And she took that turmeric and started rubbing Radharani's lotus hands. And that pink colored lotus hand slowly became completely yellow. She was mesmerized with Radharani. And she says, Radha, do you know the meaning of this? Radharani said, I don't know. She was stunned. She didn't realize when Radharani took permission and Radharani went away. After Radharani went away, she came out of her trance, took a deep sigh of sadness because she is not there with her. But she murmured, Kirtida will know. She will tell you. Radharani came out with her friends. And today there was something strange. Radharani said that Yashoda Mai does not only bind Damodar. Today she has bound me. The very hand at which I helped her to bind Damodar through my ribbon. Today those very hands Yashoda Mai has bound with her love. And I don't know how will I be able to release myself from this bondage. Lalita Devi says, don't worry Radharani. This pond is nearby. Wash it and let us move. Radharani went to that dark colored pond. She was looking at the pond, was in deep thought and started washing her hand in that pond. Started washing. And during, while she was washing her hand in the water, there were different expressions of joy through her heart were seen on her face. And at one point, Chitra Sakhi said, oh Radharani, what you have done? Just look, you have converted the whole pond into a yellow color. Gopi started laughing. He said, Radharani, it seems you have not washed your hand. You have washed the emotions, the mood of your heart through your hands into these ponds. And they started to move away. Lalita Devi made a statement. Let us move away fast. Because before someone accuses of us of overriding the Creator's will, the water should be dark. and you have converted into yellow. Let's run away. And when Radharani and Krishna, her friends move away, Krishna comes searching for her cow. This was a favorite place of Krishna's cows before going to the Vrindavan. They used to come and drink water here. And Krishna saw everything was all right. Where is my cow? But everything was not all right. When he saw the color of the water was completely different. He just rubbed his eyes and he said, "Are, this water is yellow. I have never seen this water to be yellow." And something very, very strong force urged him to go towards the water. And as soon as he saw himself within the water, he was extremely joyful. The same Krishna, same the turban, same Gopavesh, same morpich, peacock feather, but his color was yellow. Krishna said, "Oh, I have become a Gaur Krishna." And then, with an intense urge, he touched the water. And as if a small thunderbolt was struck, he got a very, very high wave of joy. He again touched it, and same thing happened. Krishna slowly put his ankle in the water. He had an urge to go into this particular very special water. Then knee deep, then thigh deep, then his neck deep, and then suddenly Krishna completely submerged himself into the water. Only his peacock feather was seen, and he was completely in the water. And in the water, something changed. No, not something. Everything changed. When Krishna was swimming in that water, his mood completely changed. When he came out of the water, Krishna's sapphire luster, bluish sapphire luster, had faded. And now his complexion was gold. As if the gold which is smelt for a thousand times, you boil it and boil it and boil it, and that is what gold color comes. That was the golder, the luster of brilliance of golden color Krishna had. And not only his external form changed, his mood was also changing. We have heard so many times His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj speaking on this pastime. With so much of a deep gravity and emotion, Maharaj speaks, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? I want to see Krishna." Krishna himself was searching for Krishna. Krishna himself was chanting the name of Krishna. And this was completely new. Krishna was tasting the mood, the happiness and ecstasy of Radharani, and he started running into the forest looking for Krishna. And after some time, as the effect of the poison fades away, the color slowly faded and he assumed the form of a Krishna, Shyam Sundar Krishna. But here we have to remember the Lalita Devi's words, "Let us run away before someone accuses us of overriding creator's will." Creator's will is that Kali Yuga means the age of darkness. But Radharani became instrumental. She became the cause of overriding the creator's will. And we are very, very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada gave us this opportunity by being in this International Society for Krishna Consciousness to be part of that overriding will of the creator. By taking part of this movement of Hare Krishna movement, We can turn because of the will. Not we can turn. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pure devotees have made this dark age into the age of a golden avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us now come to one more aspect of the form of a Gauranga. Why? His Holiness Gaura Govind Goswami Maharaj in his book of Envy very beautifully explains this pastime. One day Radharani found Krishna was in the opposite camp, Gopi Chandravali's place. Radharani today became very angry. Lalita and Vishakha became very, very, very angry. Radharani was in so much of a sulkiness. And they decided, okay, we have nothing to do with Krishna. Krishna realized he came running. But the guards, Lalita and Vishakha Devi, said, no, you are not allowed to enter. Today, Vishakha Devi was very, very angry. Lalita, by nature, Devi is soft. But Vishakha Devi was very harsh. He said, you cheater, get out. Do you think that Radharani needs you? Who needs more, you or Radharani? You may be thinking you are a Madan Mohan. But our Swamini is Madan Mohan Mohini. Please, get out from here. I know one thing, Vishakha Devi says. I know one thing. One day you will have to cry and cry and cry for our Swamini. I tell you, Krishna, you will have to cry for her love. Now get out from here. Vishakha Devi was unusually harsh today. Krishna became very despondent. He went to Yamuna, removed his Gopal Vesh, and he started rolling in the sand, golden sand of bank of Yamuna. Yogmaya, Purnamasi, who is a knower of everything, she comes there and asks Krishna, oh young, my dear boy, what happened? Krishna explains her everything. Purnamasi said, these things are not unknown to me. I have arranged something for you. Please meet Vrindadevi. I will do. She will do the needful. Vrindadevi is completely surprised. She is amazed that Radharani cannot even stay a moment without Krishna. And today she has gone into such a sulkiness that Krishna himself cannot break her sulkiness. And this was incomprehensible to her. And Maharaj further writes, he says that under the guidance of Srimati Vrindadevi, Vrindadevi says that Krishna today will have to do something very, very special. Give up this your Gopa Vesh, give up this your nice curly hair, give up your peacock feather, do not stand in this Tribhanga form, give up your Mohan Murli. And take this tamburi, ektara, and also give up your Visham Varna and take this dress of a sannyasi. And I will teach you one song, this song you sing. And the Supreme Lord, by his own will, he changed into the most beautiful form as a sannyasi, as a Gauranga. And he started singing that song given by Vrindadevi. And when he came to the place where Radharani was there, Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi was amazed by his form. He said, oh sannyasi Thakur, who are you? Krishna says, I am a sannyasi. I have given up everything from this world. And under the guidance of my Gurudev, I do not want anything from this material world. I have given up everything because I am a beggar. Vishakha Devi says, oh, you are a sannyasi. Can you please do one thing? Can you please, our Swamini Radharani's state right now is very, very precarious. She is extremely sad. Can you please see her hand and calculate her fortune? Sannyasi says, yes, my guru has taught me to calculate the fortune. So please come inside. But please start singing that song which you sang just now. Meanwhile, Lalita Godevi goes inside. And when she wakes up Radharani, that song's last sentence Radharani hears. And that song says, today Kanu has become a beggar, moving from doorsteps to death doorsteps, begging for the highest love. And when Radharani wakes up from that deep mood of sulkiness, what is her mood? Ashvishava padam ratam vipinashtumam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato mat pranathastishchayeva. This was the mood of Radharani, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us as a last shikshastakam, last verse. So Lalita brings Radharani outside. Carefully arranged seats are there. Vishakha Devi gives left hand. Radharani is wearing the veil because she never have any time she looks at any other man. Sannyasi says, I am a sannyasi. I cannot hold the hand of a woman. You know. So then how will you calculate? He said, I need to see the forehead. If I see the forehead, then I can calculate the fortune of your Swamini. But then Lalita Devi says, it is against our Swamini's principle. She never looks at any other male in this world. And she is very strict in this matter. Sannyasi replied, Are Baba, I am a Dandi Sannyasi. Don't you understand? I have no desire. I have given up everything. I am only beggar and I am Sannyasi. I am not an ordinary man. And with that, Radharani's veil is lifted. As soon as Radharani sees Krishna, as soon as Krishna sees, Krishna turns into this Tripanga Shyam Sundar again. And that is the time Vishakha Devi is surprised. She said, just now I saw you as a Gaur Sannyasi and just now you have become again Shyam Sundar. And same Vishakha Devi, when she comes as a Ramanand Rai, this particular shloka is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Pahile dekhilun tomara sannyasi swarupa, eba toma dekhi muni shyam goparupa. So in our, which is a Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila shlok, where Ramanand Rai asks, okay, what is this form? Please, I am perplexed. Please explain to me. So these different pastimes, we try to understand the questions of Damodar Pandit to Murari Gupta. Why he left Shyamvarna, why he adopted sannyasi dress, why Krishna traveled so much to preach, why Krishna was chanting and crying while chanting Radha and Govinda, and fifth, why did he distribute Prem Bhakti in each and every home? One secret is that Radharani is Supreme Mother. Krishna knows if he has to fulfill his debt, one very effective way of fulfilling the debt of Srimati Radharani is giving that love which is there in her heart to each and every living entity. When Lord Narsingha Dev killed Hiranyakashipu and when he went to his place, Lakshmi Devi was Naraj. Hiranyakashipu said, Lord Narsingha Dev said, why you are unhappy? Lakshmi Devi was a representative of Radharani. Her heart was pained. She said that you just came out and finished Hiranyakashipu. You did not even give him a little chance. That was the heart of a mother. Narasimhadeva promises, next time when I will come as a Ram, I will give all the chance to Ravan. And we know, Lord Ramchandra tries to fulfill the wish of the expansion of Srimati Radharani. So this mother's heart is always filled with a concern and love for her children, the living entity of this material world. And that is why he distributed this Prem Bhakti in each and every home to fulfill, to reduce his debt to Srimati Radharani. Gopis left in the middle of the night to meet Krishna without the defame of leaving home and children, without caring. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also left in the middle of the night. His young wife and mother, without caring for the defame of leaving them unprotected, unguarded. And our Param Guru, Srila Prabhupada, he also left his home at the ripe age, what we call it as Astachal. In a normal material sense, that is the age when the sun is about to set. At that age, he went to the darkest of the dark area of this planet Earth, in the dark Kali Yuga. Recently, I had been to the Times Square Park. You have to go there to understand what it means to be the center of dark age. And from there, Srila Prabhupada created this movement of ISKCON. Our movement is a movement of repaying the debt. In Tirupati Balaji, living entities pay debt of a lord of his marriage, what he has incurred during his marriage. And this, our movement, is a movement of repaying debt. Krishna coming as Gauranga Mahaprabhu is repaying his debt. And the entire Guru Parampara from Shad Goswami till our Brahma Vaidya Gauda Madhva Sampradaya, and through our ISKCON, we are trying to repay the debt of assisting our Guru Parampara, to repay the debt to their gurus. Now Paraye has another meaning also, unable to repay the debt. Krishna becomes indebted to his pure devotees. Like Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, there is a slok, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrutaha mudayam nabhi janati loko mam ajam avyayam. I am never manifest before everyone. Krishna does not become manifest to anybody. He keeps himself hidden. I am covered by yogmaya potency. Mudoyam na bhajin na bijanat. Those who cannot understand me are mudas. They cannot understand me. In other words, Krishna keeps himself hidden. Krishna keeps himself hidden. Then, how can living entity know Krishna? Here comes the depth. For living entities to know Krishna, pure devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, from spiritual world, they come to this planet Earth. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a shloka, in 25.127, Bhakta ama preme bandhiyache ridaye bhitare, yaha netra pade, tahan dekhiya amare. That pure devotee who has bound me up in his heart with the rope of love, wherever he looks, he sees me, jahan dekhe netra pade, tahan dekhaya amara. This bondage of love of a pure devotee, he binds Krishna in his heart. And because he is bound in a pure devotee's heart, whatever he speaks, Krishna name means all attractive. But when it comes from the mouth, through the chanting of Srila Prabhupada, in a Times Square, in a Tompkins Square Park, Krishna was bound to reveal himself through that name. And when Krishna revealed himself through the chanting of Srila Prabhupada, the name Krishna becomes fructified. That living entity becomes attracted not only by his words, by his actions and by his desires. Srila Prabhupada had a desire that hundreds and thousands of devotees will be there. Thousands of books will be distributed. Hundreds of temples will be there. On Juhu he was walking, he said, let there be temple. And then Radha Ras Bihari ji manifested. He came to Bharti Vidya Bhavan and he raised his stick and said, there should be a temple. And Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ji manifested here. He had a desire that there should be 5 temples in this city of Mumbai. And lo and behold, we have 5, and in Navi Mumbai we have 1 more temple. That is the desire of a pure devotee, through which Krishna, who is indebted to that pure devotee, he manifests through his desire. In the conclusion, the purport of the Na Paraya Shlok of Srimad Bhagavatam 10.32.22, Srila Prabhupada writes a very sweet but very profound and very short purport. He writes that in conclusion, gopis became eternally glorious by their behavior in the Lord's temporary absence. Such chosen words by Srila Prabhupada. And the mutual love between them and the Lord was wonderfully enhanced. This is the perfection of Krishna and his loving devotees. This is a purport taken in the 10th canto from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 4.180. So in this purport, the temporary absence is very important. We living entity in this Bhav Sagar are in apparent eternal absence from the Lord, floating in this ocean in lakhs of living species. But Srila Prabhupada has given this ISKCON by which this eternal absence from the Lord can become temporary. Not only temporary. Through the following principles given by Srila Prabhupada, this temporary absence in this material world also will become glorious. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada. Please forgive me, I have 5 minutes over time. Will not have time for one or two questions or any comments. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai ho, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Astasakhi ji ki jai ho, Gopal ji ki jai ho, Gaur Bhakta ki jai ho. Gracias.